You're listening to NewsRamp Real Estate. Today is Wednesday evening, August 12th, 2026. Real Stories, AI Voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com. News curation. Let's dive in.
Darcha Consume Real Estate AG publishes quarterly statement for the first 9 months of the 2025/2026 financial year. Darcha Consume Real Estate AG announced its quarterly statement for the first 9 months of the 2025/2026 financial year, showcasing progress in its restructuring plan. Property sales of around 78 million euros completed, with additional purchase agreements worth 16 million euros signed. Financing structure improved, with a reduction in financial liabilities and an increase in equity. Funds from operations FFO also increased to €14.5 million.
Jersey City's West Side is becoming a hotspot for multifamily developers as the waterfront hits pricing limits. Tate Investments founder and CEO Yuval Shram highlights the neighborhood's structural advantages like transport, culture, and growth potential. With excellent transit access, the West Side offers a functional alternative to pricier areas, attracting investors looking for the next development frontier. Why one Los Angeles broker wants a single nationwide real estate license? Courtney Polis, founder of SERHANT and team lead at AKME SERHA. In Los Angeles is advocating for a single nationwide real estate license to streamline agent work across state lines. Currently, agents need multiple licenses and face various barriers when working in different states. Polis, with support from a Harvard connection, and Ryan Serhant, aims to explore this idea further to benefit agents and clients by allowing seamless representation across state borders.
Beeline Holdings, BLNECO, invests additional $500,000 in company. Beeline Holdings CEO Nicholas Liuzza has invested an additional $500,000 in the company through a convertible note. The note will convert into Beeline common stock on August 19, 2026, at $1.50 per share, or the average closing price. Liuzza's investment reflects confidence in Beeline's strategy, citing revenue growth, improved margins, and a focus on higher-margin products.
Investor news breaks: Beeline Holdings Inc. CEO invests additional $500,000 in company. Beeline Holdings CEO Nicholas Liuzza has invested an additional $500,000 in the company through a board-approved convertible note. The note will convert into Beeline common stock on August 19, 2026, at the higher of $1.50 per share or the average closing price over 5 days starting August 12. Liuzza's investment reflects confidence in Beeline's strategy, recent progress, and focus on higher-margin products.
And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.